man. World hunger, not enough to eat. So there's really no time to be tripping on me. You got school teachers who wanna teach. You got grown people who can't gotta read. You got spread diseases, but there's no cure. You got many doctors that aren't so sure, so dead. Problems that we'll ever need. You got gang violence and bloodshed on the street. You got homeless people with no food to eat, with no clothes on their back and no shoes for their feet. You got drug addiction and the mind of the weak. You got so much corruption, police brutality. You got speedwalkers walking in the darkness. You got tell me what are we do just to try to stop this. Why you wanna trip on me? Why you wanna trip on me?
Thanks for listening to great speeches and interviews on Access Sacramento and The Voice. I'm Steve Lerman. And if you're just joining us, we're listening to John Whitehead on civil liberties. The constitutional attorney and author John Whitehead discusses the U.S. government's authorization of drone aircraft for domestic law enforcement and surveillance. He also talks about the Rutherford Institute's model legislation for preserving civil liberties and slowing the drone invasion.
I think most people that I talk to don't even know what a drone is. We're not educated. It's moving, but the thing that I'm trying to tell people, this is moving so fast that it would be good to slow it down a bit and You know, again, the President of the United States signed a law into effect allowing drones to start flying over America by 2015 without any protections, civil liberties protections in the legislation at all. So there's nothing protecting the American public. In fact, I'm arguing for a new Bill of Rights, basically, because the Fourth Amendment, which would usually be involved with police, which says that if the police have some reasonable suspicion and it's not an emergency that you're doing something illegal, they need to get a warrant. Well, with drones, warrants go out the window because they're going to be flying over your house. And if they do have scanning abilities, and they will eventually have that, they'll be able to see what you're doing in your home. Should they be able to use that against you, let's say, 2 years later? I would say no. So what we're seeing with the technology is they're bypassing the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, the Fourth Amendment. And that's why drones are something that they're so totally new, and I think they're going to be awesome in their capabilities, that if we don't get some kind of protection, I would say freedom as we have known it will be gone in another 15 to 20 years.
Yeah, well,
privacy. Privacy. Listen, I don't know how many people have gone through airport scanners, but they're pretty intimate. If they can see you in your home having sex with your wife or whatever, we've reached an end point, and they can do that. They will be able to do that. They've already announced that they have facial recognition software, which drones will have. So they'll be able to fly over a crowd, record everybody, know where you've been, whether you've gone to see a psychiatrist, you're walking in the office, they're going to be watching all these things. So,
well, you know, here's my thing about all this.
But go back in. The real issue I think here I see is kind of what human dignity is all about is we have some private moments in our lives. But, you know, as people like Orwell wrote about and otherwise, if you don't have privacy, you're not really a human being anymore. You're just a part of the government, a part of the society, and you're just a cog in the machine.
Right. Yeah. Can't
That's
even
all
keep
you
your secret journal without them knowing, right?
If you can have a secret journal these days, I'm not sure about that. Especially if you do it electronically, there's no secrets anymore because we know the National Security Agency now downloads 1.6 million pieces of information every day and puts it in files off the internet. So privacy.
Okay, so the thing here is this: like, why don't they, John? Why don't the cops have Cobra and Apache helicopters and kill us with Hellfire missiles? Because they've had that technology for a long time, and Lord knows the cops love killing people. I mean, to have a Facebook feed is to see cops killing innocent people all day, every day in America. Usually, they don't make
the
national news other than
the
internet.
Police. The problem you see
it's the law. Wait, hang on 1 second now, because it was a rhetorical kind of thing. It's the law. It's the old law from back when there was such a thing as the Constitution or any semblance of the American people caring about it that doesn't allow local cops to kill people with Apache helicopters. But that's the whole thing is, without that old law, they can and they will. In fact, when the law's been eroded away, we've seen where they use tanks against us all the time. They haven't gone as far as Cobra helicopters yet. But the point being that if they can fly a full-scale drone war over Pakistan and Yemen and Somalia all day long, then they can sure as hell do it in our towns.
They sure can.
And only our Bill of Rights and only the American people being just demented in their jealousy over keeping it can protect us at this point. Otherwise, it's just on. Because the technology, as you said, it's so super sophisticated. It's coming so fast, it can't be uninvented. It can't be undone. Only the old law can stop them.
Yeah, I think the key here is that the older forms of oppression, which we want to call it that, hitting people over the head, with drones, you won't need that anymore because you're going to have weapons of compliance. You're going to have tasers, things that will not kill people, but it will cripple people. It'll put them out of business. It doesn't get as much bad press as, say, shooting somebody with a gun. It's going to change. In other words, you're going to see technology doing it. There's not going to be a human face behind it. So you can't run up and say, that guy should be fired, because it's going to be a machine doing it. Again, if you go on YouTube, they actually have a creature now that walks on four legs. They call it a drone. It can come to your front door now and knock, and it's a police kind of vehicle, animal, it looks like a bear, and it can arrest you now. It can taser you. Weapons of compliance, I think, like tasers, sound cannons, and the things we're starting to see used here in America, which were tested overseas first, by the way, in Afghanistan and Iraq, are being used here by the local police. It was tested militarily, now by the police here. You won't get the same kind of outrage, I don't think, as just watching the Rodney King. If you remember the Rodney King thing where they beat him up and you saw the footage, you won't see any of that. You're just going to see someone tasered. That's it.
Right. Yeah, you know, I saw a thing, John, one time years and years ago, must have been 1996 or something. It was just really the dawn of the less than lethal police type technology, and it was on the Discovery Channel or something, and it was unique in that they really showed intelligent people saying intelligent things about what does this mean for the future when you don't have Kent State massacres that mm-hmm. shock the conscience of the whole country. You just have a bunch of people blasted with a sound cannon yeah. until they go home. And so mm-hmm. nobody, the sympathy for the protester that, you know, was engendered on the part of the regular people being awakened to what's going on here, stop, what's that sound and all that, that's all deadened now. The same protest can be contained without escalating it to the point that you create new protesters, that kind of thing. And how they can come in and, you know, do small EMP bombs when they do a SWAT raid, turn out your lights first, and how they're working on the science of making SWAT raids so efficient that no one could ever even have a chance to resist them like a Davidian ever again. And how just, man, they're damn good at it. They've had so much practice this whole time now.
Yeah, and the FBI is very good at now, but they're expecting big protests. They sweep in the cities. Any peace activists, they move into their homes. They go through their trash under new FBI rules. Plus, like the weapons of compliance, they've developed a new taser shotgun, which you can shoot at a long distance and knock somebody down and semi-electrocute them. And then now they developed a new, what they're calling, I think, paintball pepper spray bullets that they can shoot from a long distance. So all these are weapons of compliance. There won't be a human face. There won't be anybody to blame. So the public relations debacle will be occasional, but you don't have a policeman this time to blame. Right. Not with the technology, no.
Yeah. Hey, not so that anybody wants to see
say, what's
shot
the future look
stay
like.
Either,
the future doesn't look real rosy. When you have a president sign a bill into law allowing drones to fly over America by 2015, but puts no protections in for the Constitution, and he taught the Constitution, is a little troublesome.
Yeah. Well, you know, here in Austin, Texas, I believe, as far as we know anyway, as far as I know, it was the first time the police used a drone on an actual raid, and it was a drug raid, I believe, and what they said was, well, the guy lives on a hill, and so what are we supposed to do, not use a drone? So, I mean, that's it. That's heralding the whole thing. That's like the entire world changed to me, like that day Hezbollah flew a drone over Israel. Like, yeah, we just turned the page of history, I think.
Well, you know, the United Nations has condemned tasers as torture, but Americans have gotten used to it. With the Occupy people, they were getting, I mean, you had 80-year-old women getting pepper sprayed and tasered, and that was okay. People, as long as Americans put up with this stuff, and they are, you're going to get it. It's just going to get worse. I mean, think about Martin Luther King. What would have happened to Martin Luther King, some of his marches, when they only had an attack dog? If they had drones, tasers, pepper spray, sound cannons today, they probably would have dispersed it.
Yeah, yeah.
They would have dispersed it. I mean, what do you do when a sound cannon is breaking your eardrums? If you don't get away from it, you'll go deaf. LRA, they call it LRAD. I have a new book, by the way, coming out in April, which goes through all these weapons.
You can listen to great speeches and interviews on accesssacramento.org, or you can go to greatspeechesandinterviews.blogspot.com.
There's
no, I know
so
a guy,
many.
John, who he went out to protest when about at the same time as Kent State in a different place about when it came out about the secret bombing of Cambodia. And
yep.
At the protest, a bunch of guys in suits with mirror sunglasses came out and started taking pictures of everybody. And this was the first and last protest that this friend of mine ever went to because,
yep.
You know, hey, he had other priorities in life than being followed around by the DOD or whoever these goons were. And so that was just it. He was immediately chilled that quickly. At this point, hey, the cameras are already up on the street corners everywhere and whatever. He wouldn't even have shown up in the first place. He wouldn't have been surprised by a camera at all. He would have just taken it for granted.
Surveillance cameras everywhere. But here's another thing you have to look into this. There is a drone caucus in our Congress. I mean, they're basically controlled by the large corporations that are making money off of this. Again, I've written on this on our website, Rutherford.org. You should read it. But what we're facing here, I think, with the drone thing is the corporate state. It's a fusion of the corporations. The corporations are making a lot of Boeing. The large aircraft industries are making a lot of money off the drones. And their bottom line is money, but when the state gets involved, their bottom line should be civil liberties and the Constitution, but that's all getting overridden right now.
Right. And of course,
I don't want people to get pessimistic. I'm not pessimistic, but it would be great to see Americans get educated on this subject, to speak out on it, to go to their state legislatures and say, hey, are you going to protect us against these things? But people are caught up in what politics now or the next celebrity thing on television, and the drones are coming. I mean, they're only a couple years away from being all over the sky.
Well, and it'll be the same economic model as with all the military equipment, the M16s and M4 machine guns and the tanks and everything that all the police get in America already. They funnel it through the DOD, right? That way you don't have a bunch of messy democratic process about whether the state governments are going to buy it. You have the Pentagon buy all the weapons from those big contractors that you name, and then the Pentagon passes them out to the cities for almost free, or maybe even for free, to them. And so... I mean,
yeah,
hey,
the
if
fellow
you were
that
a
studied
young
with me
lobbyist,
this summer,
that would be the model that you would pursue, right?
Yeah, the drone guy that came by this summer, he just went out in his car and said, here's my drones. He pulled them out. He folded them out. They were the size of a large bird, and he put them up in the air, and he showed me his little video camera on the ground. It was looking me right in the face. So they're going to be everywhere. But I think the thing is, a lot of private entities, larger corporations, smaller corporations, are going to be using drones, too. So they're going to be everywhere. So get ready for it, okay? That's all I'm
saying.
Well,
there's going to be people, you know, vigilantes arming their own drones and fighting dogfights up there, too, you know?
Yeah, and that's a problem because they crash. And when they crash, they're going to make some bad medicine on the ground. I actually have talked to some drone people who think they can hack into basic drone technology the government will have. What will happen, I don't know. But again, we're not protected. No one's protecting us here. That's why we need some kind of civil liberties laws. And I think another thing that most people don't know, 24 universities right now are moving forward to giving degrees in drone technology. And that's all supported by corporate money. So you're going to have universities across the country creating drone people to put more drones in the air. So,
This is what Charles Johnson meant when he said you either give up your empire or you live under it. You know, you order your entire society around making weapons of enslavement for Fallujans. Guess what? your neighborhood ends up looking a lot like theirs before too long, you know?
Yeah, and the thing is, there are going to be some mistakes. There are going to be people who are going to be shot, tasered. The message I think we're getting sent is if you want to exercise your First Amendment rights, stay home. It'd be better to stay home or you're going to get harassed. Again, the police can back off now and not look like bad guys.
Hey, John, let me ask you about this court decision. I don't think it was a Supreme Court, but a federal appeals court or something that ruled about it's perfectly okay for cops to plant hidden secret cameras on private property. How much is a change in that compared to the previous precedent?
Well, let me tell you generally what I'm saying with the courts. I mean, the Rutherford Institute, we've got many, many court cases going on. What I'm finding is most of the judges out there are very pro-surveillance generally, whether it's the TSA scanners or whatever. So the courts, I used to think of them as courts of justice. They're more like courts of order now. Even our present Supreme Court's very pro-governmental bodies. It's going to be very difficult. You know, again, if groups like the ACLU would work with us and others, I think we can make some headway. But it's going to be very, very difficult getting through the courts. Courts are going to be very pro-surveillance, yeah, because there's this fear of the terrorists out there, all five of them running around the country, if there are five of them.
Right. Yeah, in North America,
I've talked to a few security people in Washington, D.C., and I've asked them, how many credible terrorists do you think are in America? And they hold up their hand, one hand, maybe five. These are NSA people.
Wait, you mean outside of the U.S. government?
No, inside. Yeah, inside the country. There are many. So the terrorist thing is a good thing to use to sell drone technology, lasers, rubber bullets, pepper spray, whatever they want to do. Or go arrest Brandon Robb for Facebook posts, because he could be a terrorist because he thinks the government faked 9/11. He's a terrorist. So a terrorist is loosely defined these days.
Yeah.
So everybody's a terrorist if you disagree with the government.
Anyone the government doesn't like. It's like an anti-Semite.
Anyone doesn't like
is anybody
that
the Israel lobby doesn't like.
People ask me about my home life. I'm very dull. I go home and do what I do. But I think more people are going to get like that. But again, I go back. But what they're doing is they're trying to discourage people from getting active, out in the street, protest. That's why you have all these weapons of compliance, tasers, rubber bullets, pepper spray. And they're developing the technology at such a rapid rate, they're going to be able to do many things long distance, and where the drones are going to be on top of us. That's all coming, folks.
All right, well, hey, listen, I don't ever know if that's the right thing to do, but, John, I really appreciate the fact that you're coming up with this model legislation, and maybe people can participate in this. I mean, after all, if you're going to have influence, you're much more likely, I mean, a regular person in the audience, if you're going to have influence, you're much more likely to have it at the state level than the federal level anyway. So
I agree.
Why not harass your state, House, and Senate? Senate members about this and, you know, ask them, hey, we're really talking about how you are going to live your life too here. You know, this is important.
And your children's life. You got grandkids, your own children. I tell people to act locally, think nationally. Act locally. Because even our hometown here, we're going to pester our local government to pass some anti-drone legislation or controlling drone legislation, let's put it that way. Yeah. So you can get your local government. You can go on our website and pull the legislation down. It's solid stuff. You can use it. Just go to your local city council and say, hey, this is something you need to look at. Pass it. Protect us. That's your job.
Right. Well, you know, I'm not usually much in favor of seeking political solutions to any of these kinds of things. However, I guess it takes all kinds and all different ways of confronting these issues. And really, what's the good of convincing everybody to oppose these things if nobody's going to do a thing about it? Might as well try to get a law passed, you know?
I agree. I mean, Martin Luther King got the civil rights law passed, something we use in every lawsuit here, basically. So some legislation is very protective. This drone stuff would slow them down for a while. I don't think anything can slow down the drone technology. It's moving too fast, and the government has bought into it already. It's a law. 2015, they're going to be everywhere. There's like 130 police, I think, last I looked, agencies that already have licenses to use drones, and they've used them already. There were some spotted in Chicago at the last big protest there a couple months ago. So they're already here, folks. The question is, should we be protected from them? I think we should, yeah. So we need good civil liberties legislation. They shouldn't be using anything against us in a court of law because the police have no business watching what we do in our homes or watching me walk down the street with my wife at nighttime. It's nobody's business where I'm going, what I'm doing.
Yeah,
well, that's the issue.
I'm sorry to end the interview this way, but I'm pessimistic. I'm using my awesome Cassandra powers here, and we are doomed. There's no way the American people care at all. You know, they put cameras up on every corner in every town in America. And, you know, in Austin, it was not a surprise. It wasn't even hidden at all. The first thing they did was they got cameras up on every entrance to town by road, all of them first, the perimeter of the city. And then they filled in the gap. And they did it in every town in America. There was never a referendum anywhere, ever. They never asked anyone anywhere, ever. They just said, you know what? We, the 18,000 governments of America, are putting cameras up wherever we feel like, and you're not going to do a damn thing about it, and the American people all rolled right over. And that was it. There never even was a discussion. There still hasn't been a discussion about it.
Well, it's Edward R. Murrow's great statement, a nation of sheep begets a government of wolves. We're sheep, so you're going to have wolves.
Yeah, there you go. All right, well, listen, I appreciate that you're fighting. I think this is a great idea, if only just to get people's attention that, you know, the way it's supposed to work anyway is that you're free and these people are your servants, that kind of thing.
Yeah, we don't, and I'm a feel we're moving into what I call a slavery mode, where they assume we're just slaves, and we're all going to go along with whatever they do to protect us. But the question is, who's going to protect us from the protectors? That's the question.
All right, well, I guess it's the Rutherford Institute's what we got. Thanks very much for your time. I appreciate it, John.
Hey, thank you, sir. God bless.
All right, that's John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute. That's Rutherford.org, and they're working on model legislation for your state's government to at least somewhat protect us from the oncoming generation of domestic drones.
Bush and Bin Laden, you think they're foes? They're in business together. Daddy Bush knows the Carlyle Group since years before been raking in billions and itching for more.
It's blood for oil. We know there's a link.
They say code war.
We say code pink.
It's blood for oil. We know there's a link.
They say code war.
We say code pink.
Code pink for freedom. Code pink for peace. Code pink to hunger.
We trained him to be our man when our enemy was not Iraq but Iran.
They feed you lies, don't want you to think.
They say code terror,
we say code pink.
They feed you lies, don't want you to think. They say code terror,
we say code pink.
Code pink for freedom, code pink for peace, code pink to hunger.
Up bugs, our phones, and the places we meet. They curtail our speech, our movement, our rights, but we won't give up.
We're about to fight.
With the wave of the flag, our liberty shrink.
They say code fear.
We say code pink.
With the wave of the flag, our liberty shrink. They say code fear.
We say code pink.
Code pink for freedom. Code pink for peace. Code pink till hunger.
More from Great Speeches and Interviews after these messages.